Issues Etc. regular guest, Pastor Matt Harrison, is the author of our Book of the Month for March, Why Am I Joyfully Lutheran? Instruction, Meditation, and Prayers on Luther's Small Catechism. This new devotional resource is available in print and as an ebook. Learn more about Why Am I Joyfully Lutheran at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040 and request the Issues Etc. Book of the Month. Why Am I Joyfully Lutheran? Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. I don't know that the word itself, abortion, any longer conveys what actually happens when an abortion is performed. It's a word that you see on signs, at protests, you see it in headlines, you hear it on the news from the mouths of our politician. And when we hear the word used, when we use it ourselves, do we stop and think about what it actually is? It's kind of become like war, right? You get a flash, a picture there of what generally might be happening, but the details are lost in the discussion. Well, there's a new movie about Planned Parenthood that wants to go into the details on abortion. Joining us to talk about this movie on this Tuesday, March the 26th, Pastor Jonathan Lang. He's pastor of Our Savior Lutheran Church in Evanston, Wyoming, and St. Paul Lutheran Church in Kemmerer, Wyoming. He's leader of the Wyoming Pastors Network and author of a recent column for The Federalist titled Unplanned Lifts the Veil on What Happens Inside Planned Parenthood. Pastor Lang, welcome back.
Thank you for having me on, Todd. Good to be here.
So in terms of or in relationship to common procedures that women have performed on them, where does abortion fall?
As near as I can tell, looking at the data, it is the third most common procedure performed on women in America. And that's down from where it was a decade ago, where it was rivaling the most common procedure performed on women in America.
Why don't people know this?
I don't think they want to know, Todd. I think that one of the biggest stories of abortion is that it is, we talk about it incessantly, but don't talk about it really.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, every headline that you see is covering it every day, but the details about what exactly it is, what exactly happens, the pro-choice crowd just does not want those details out there, and so they're veiled behind euphemisms and behind slogans, and so people really don't know what's going on.
Tell us about this movie, Unplanned.
Well, it's really a incredible movie. It's very moving, and it tells the story of Abby Johnson. I first read her story in 2013 when her book came out, and it really was a big motivator for me to get involved and to begin telling her story and the story of Planned Parenthood to others. She's an idealistic woman, and still is, who cares very much about women. And this is the reason why she got involved in Planned Parenthood already as a freshman in college, because she wanted to help women, and she was taken in by the rhetoric of Planned Parenthood. As the movie progresses, we see, first of all, in her own life, the two abortions that she had. She tells those stories frankly and clearly. And also, I think a really important part of her life is talking about the kind of the dark side of the pro-life movement and the people that just terrible rhetoric actually drove her deeper into the clutches of Planned Parenthood. But as the movie progresses, she finally begins to see the light more clearly what the organization is really about and to see through the rhetoric. And then the movie ends with her redemption, with her leaving of Planned Parenthood, and there's just tons of lessons along the way.
Why is the movie getting an R rating?
It gets an R rating because of three scenes, two of them having to do with her own abortions, and then one of them having to do in the Planned Parenthood clinic. And the first scene deals with the first trimester ultrasound-guided abortion and is not bloody, but is depicting a CGI image of an ultrasound. The second one has to do with her RU-486 abortion, and that's another story that people need to know, is what women go through privately when that kind of abortion is done, and it tells that story frankly and clearly. And the third one has to do with a woman who is injured in an abortion procedure, perforated uterus, and tells what happens there. All three of those are done tastefully and no more than you would see on a CSI episode, but it does involve blood. And so those are the reasons why they gave it the R rating.
So what else do we learn from Abby Johnson about what happens in a Planned Parenthood clinic?
Well, we learn about how easy it is to be drawn into the slogans and the rhetoric, and yet one of the things that is kind of a constant theme along the way is, if I really believe this, how come I'm not willing to talk about it openly and frankly with my friends and family? And that was one of the things that kept on coming back, is the lies that we tell each other about abortion, the lies that we tell others, the euphemisms that we use, it's all veiled. And then it brings us to, as she is promoted to a director, actually, of the clinic, we begin to see a little bit more of what happens at the corporate level. And, you know, this whole bit about abortion is supposed to be safe and legal and rare, and it's the last resort, and Planned Parenthood really is all about contraception to reduce the number of abortions. When you really get down to the brass tacks, abortion is the bread and butter of Planned Parenthood, and that comes through in no uncertain terms.
Why do you say that you wish you could convince everyone to see Unplanned?
Well, I think that the images, at least for me, and I think for everybody, the images that you see, you cannot unsee them, and you can't explain them away. And they cut through the euphemisms, they cut through the slogans, and they do so in such a way that it's good for all ages, because everybody is talking about this, and we cannot even send our kids to school without them being familiar with this language, and it's just so pervasive that if we're going to have an informed discussion of it, and we have to discuss it because it's out there, if that's the case, then everybody needs to actually see what they're talking about and stop hiding behind the word games.
How would you respond to a fellow pro-lifer who says to you, Pastor Lang, I think I already know enough, or as much as I want to know, about what goes on at Planned Parenthood?
I don't think any of us do. I think that's the first thing I would say, that there is so much deception going on. And even if I have been studying this issue for years, I learn something more every time. That's one thing I would say. The second thing I would say is that images make a difference. They make an impact upon our psyche in such a way that words cannot do so. And so to sit down and to view the images and to understand from that standpoint, I think is very clear. One of the things, again, about the RU-486 abortion, the second scene in the movie that was disturbing, is this is something that women are going through privately and unspoken about. And we need to understand what they're going through, and that's being hidden from us under, you know, you don't get the idea if you just say the words RU-486 or chemical abortion. And so, if nothing else, the rest of us who will never experience that need to see what we're talking about with those words.
How would you respond to a pro-choicer who says, look, what happens at Planned Parenthood, you may not like it, but it should be private between a woman and her doctor?
I would say three things. Number one is that abortion is the only procedure in the medical field that involves two people. And so immediately the privacy thing is not there. It's involving two people. That's not a private thing. The second thing I would say is that it is never between a woman and her doctor. Typically, an abortion takes place with a person, an abortionist, who has never met the woman and will never meet her again. If there was actually a discussion going on between the woman and her doctor, it would be a whole different matter, but this is another one of the euphemisms that people hide behind. And then because of that, because it is not a doctor who's actually the woman's doctor who actually cares about the woman, there are lies being told her. And so the conversation that should be happening between a woman and her doctor is not happening. She's going in, she's getting partial information, she's getting lies, she's getting euphemisms, and she's being pressured into making a decision on the spot without a conversation with that doctor or any doctor. Not a real conversation. That's what I would say.
We have a frequent guest on the program. I'm sure you're aware of Scott Klusendorf, who is president of Life Training Institute and a tremendous apologist for the unborn. He has often recounted the fact that it was actually seeing images of abortion that solidified his pro-life position. He's a strong advocate of, within reason, showing both pro-lifers and pro-choicers images so that they may see exactly what abortion really is. Do you agree?
I do agree. It's a hard thing. There are scenes in this movie that I don't want to see, but scenes, the very same scenes that I need to see. Because if I'm going to be talking in compassion with other human beings, I need to know what I'm talking about, and that's the only way to know.
Pastor Jonathan Lang is pastor of Our Savior Lutheran Church in Evanston, Wyoming, and St. Paul Lutheran Church in Kemmerer, Wyoming. He's leader of the Wyoming Pastors Network and author of a recent column for The Federalist titled Unplanned Lifts the Veil on What Happens Inside Planned Parenthood. You can read it at issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Pastor Lang, thank you.
Thank you for having me on, Todd.
Well, you've heard it, and perhaps you've even said it. Hate the sin, love the sinner. What do we mean? Why do we say it? And why is that, in the words of Matthew Cochran, our guest in the next segment, why is that a justification? We'll be right back.
Discover a truly Lutheran approach to education. Concordia University Chicago's Center for the Advancement of Lutheran Liberal Arts supports a vibrant, growing community of classical educators. Whether you're a teacher, administrator, parent, or homeschooler, we have the resources and contacts you need to start a child's journey into the Lutheran Liberal Arts. Visit cuchicago.edu/calla. That's C-A-L-L-A.
What does Easter have to do with mission work? Find out in the April issue of the Lutheran Witness magazine, as you learn to see Christian missions through the lens of Easter and see Easter anew through the eyes of LCMS missionaries around the world. Celebrate Jesus' death and resurrection together with all the saints throughout time and to the very ends of the earth. Visit cph.org/witness to subscribe today. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Our school is committed to authentic Lutheranism, the entire Book of Concord, and indeed to authentic Lutheranism as it has continued to be confessed and practiced through the centuries right up into our own time.
Dr. Cameron McKenzie, chairman of the Department of Historical Theology at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
We're committed then to biblical, confessional Christianity and Lutheranism and applying it to the world of today in as effective a way as we can.
You can find out more about studying for the pastoral ministry at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, at ctsfw.edu, ctsfw.edu, or call 1-800-481-2155, Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana.